How you doing?
Fine.
Hey, a wacky thing happened to me this morning. Kind of funny.
I'm listening.
I was getting ready for work, and I'm in the bathroom, and I look down at the rug.
Yes?
And it's wet. And I'm thinking, well, I have a cat. I thought maybe the cat went to the bathroom, but there's a lot of water there. So anyway, I look up, and the ceiling's dripping. So we call the maintenance guy. He comes over, and they explain to me what they're going to do to fix it. And he says to me, he goes, well, I'm going to bring a wet pack in here and suck out the water out of the wall to clean it up, right?
Yes.
And my he leaves, and my girlfriend comes to me. She goes, I ain't having no Mexicans in here. I go, what? She goes, I heard him. Said he's bringing a wet pack in. I go, no, a wet pack, not a wet pack.
Well, that's a terrible thing. Well, I would, even though your girlfriend misunderstood, she's missing out on the joys of meeting new people from other lands. I think I would castigate her severely.
She's no Espanol, though.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, someone from another land can impart great knowledge and wisdom, sir.
This is true.
You tell
anyway,
her.
I can't visualize a Mexican sucking the water out of my wall.
Right? All right, that is a wacky sir. All right, thank you.
Yep, bye.
Reach out and embrace the world. Embrace the world. Now, we're reading in the paper this morning. Can Hillary Clinton be everything to everybody? Breaking the first lady mold. There may be a slight double standard there. I mean, with all the presidents, we always look in on the first lady. Oh, yeah, my earliest memories are looking over at John Kennedy. JFK, remember when they took the White House? All right, so maybe you don't remember. Well, I remember. And it showed, there was the first controversy about how Jacqueline Kennedy was going to rearrange the White House. And then you hear about the... You know, President Forbes' wife hitting a bottle and Babs Bush lumbering around. And do we get the same thing? What can you tell me about Margaret Thatcher's husband? Even know what he looks like? What does he like to do for fun? Does he have a dog, cat? Does he do anything? It seems like tell me about Golda Meir's husband. What about him? You know what he looked like? Was he short, tall? What did he like? Did he have any pets? A lot of times when you get a powerful woman in charge, she's in charge. Period. FP. Period. She's in charge. But when you get the men in charge, it's a happy-daffy thing, right? I mean, you get just Bill Clinton laughing on TV. Yeah, Hillary was at all the meetings. She'd be in there. She got a lot to say about it. You know, he doesn't ever close his mouth when he talks. He's always like this. He never... Shut your mouth when you talk. After each word, shut your mouth. It's going to drive me nuts for 4 years looking at that kind of... But Hillary was there sharing in the process, offering her views. Do you think Golda Meir's husband was ever in there? We don't know if she had one. Was he in there, a boyfriend? If he came in, Golda, I got some opinions on this Palestinian. Shut up! Who asked you? You got an opinion? You think I hear about it? Yeah, who's the president? Look at the door. President Golda Meir. It doesn't say President Herschel Meir, does it? Get out of here! See if you can adjust Moishe's eye patch or something. Make yourself useful. Same thing. Margaret Thatcher. Margaret Thatcher, she's in charge. She sends people into combat in the Falkland Islands. I mean, did you see her husband walking in the room? I say, darling, are we sure we really want to get in that nasty bloodletting business down there in Argentina? What do we do in Argentina anyway? I mean, she'd be like, get out! Reginald, just get bloody out! But yet, in our country, well, I was talking to Hillary. And I say, what the hell? Have we more robots? Or are lobbyists more powerful than donuts? I think that's what it is. Because when the dames in charge, they take no guff. They ask for no opinions from their spousal units. We don't ever see their spousal units. We don't know what kind of pipe maybe he liked to smoke. Nobody sends little tobaccos to him. But, oh, God, when we got in charge of this country... I'm not complaining. I'm just merely pointing it out for discussion. Just pointing it out that there may be a double standard. That's all I'm saying. There just maybe. No punchline. No seething resentment. No. 14 minutes before 7 o'clock here at DC 101. 14 before 7. That's just the way we do it. Here, look, I'm hyperventing a little bit. But that's all right. That's all right. I can handle it. In my pursuit of topicality, I can handle it. And that's the changes that I've seen in myself over the years. Topicality. Trying to find the unusual story. The bizarre story. That's me. What else is going on here? Oh, I got you. Yeah, there's somebody put a wacky ad. You ever read the international edition of the USA Today? You ever travel to a foreign land, you'll see that. And it's kind of interesting, actually, to see the articles put in there. And I was going through it the other day, and in my pursuit of international topicality. A woman had written an article in the USA Today international edition that said, my husband and I have three happy, healthy boys who seem unable to have a girl. What do you suggest? I'll be watching Letters to the Editor with interest. So I watched it as the USA Today came out, and an American wrote in, "If at first you don't succeed, try again." A suggestion from somebody in India.
Oh, I think it would work very well if you were to try yoga immediately after copulation.
Then I got a letter from a Frenchman, which merely read, "May I be of some assistance?"
The radio show that dares to be different. The Grease Man, DC 101.